Banks flood Senate with 8,000 letters to block stablecoin. Yield U.S. banking lobbyists are pressuring the Senate at industrial scale. According to reporting from Eleanor Terrett relayed by Cointelegraph on May 13, banking group members have flooded Senate offices with more than 8,000 letters since last Friday, urging lawmakers to revisit what the industry calls the stablecoin yield compromise in the current stablecoin framework. The volume is the story. 8,000 letters across roughly 5 business days is not the kind of trickle that comes from individual constituents writing in on their own. It is a coordinated push from a sector that views interest-bearing stablecoins as a direct threat to deposit funding. The compromise banks want to undo. The dispute centers on whether stablecoin issuers can pass yield to holders. Bank trade groups have argued throughout the Genius Act drafting process that allowing payment stablecoins to share interest with users would, in their framing, function as an unlicensed deposit substitute. The current legislative compromise threads that needle by restricting direct issuer-paid yield while leaving room for third-party programs to offer rewards on stablecoin balances. That carve-out is what banks are now lobbying to tighten. The 8,000-letter push, per Terrett's reporting, is aimed at convincing senators that the compromise as written still leaves a side door open for stablecoins to compete with checking and savings accounts on yield. Crypto markets are not pricing in panic on the headline. Bitcoin sits at $89,916, down 0.6% on the day, with ETH at $2,289, 1.6%, and the Fear and Greed Index at 50, all as of May 13, 2026. The stablecoin yield fight is a structural lobbying battle, not a same-day price catalyst. Deposit flight is the bank's actual fear. Banks fund roughly 70 cents of every dollar of U.S. lending with deposits, most of it cheap or zero-interest checking balances. A regulated stablecoin that can route 4% or 5% to holders, even via a separate rewards program, is a direct competitor to that funding stack. The American Bankers Association and state banking associations have made this argument in writing for more than a year. The 8,000-letter campaign is the same argument at higher volume. It is also a signal that the bank lobby believes the Senate vote is close enough that constituent letter pressure can move it. Trade groups rarely burn through this much member outreach on legislation they think is already dead or already won. The crypto industry response. On the other side of the debate, crypto exchanges and stablecoin issuers have spent the spring pushing back against language they see as protectionist. Coinbase, Kraken, and Gemini have separately lobbied to soften related provisions in market structure legislation, as covered in our piece on the Clarity Act manipulation language fight. The yield question sits adjacent to that fight, but is sharper because the dollar amounts are more concrete. Every basis point of stablecoin yield is a basis point banks do not have to pay to retain depositors. Circle, USDC's issuer, has separately been raising capital for its ARC blockchain push at a $3 billion valuation, as covered in our Circle ARC raise piece. That capital and that infrastructure only pay off at scale if stablecoin holders have a reason to hold the float, and yield is the most obvious reason. Senate timing matters. The 8,000-letter window starting last Friday places the surge in the days before Senate floor action. Lobbying volume of this size typically tracks a specific vote schedule rather than general advocacy. Senators on the banking committee from states with large community bank constituencies are the most likely targets, since community banks rely more heavily on cheap deposit funding than the largest money center institutions. The compromise language can move in three directions from here. The Senate can tighten it toward the bank position, narrowing or eliminating third-party reward programs. It can leave it intact. Or it can loosen it under crypto industry counterpressure, an outcome that would require the stablecoin and exchange lobby to match the bank volume. The number to watch over the next 2 weeks is not BTC or ETH. It is whether the bank lobby's letter total keeps climbing past 10,000, and whether any senator publicly cites those letters as the reason for an amendment. Volume only matters if it is named on the floor.